It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
And it's hard to believe it's that time of the year again. And actually, we're starting a little later this year. And Dwayne was out of commission for a while, but he's back at it, at least on a part-time basis. And it's good to see you out and about, Dwayne.
Well, thank you, Terry. And it's good to be back on the radio. And hasn't been real a lot. You know, it's kind of been a early spring, but it just hasn't gotten here yet.
Yeah, it's kind of hit and miss is what's...
Hit and miss, and kind of gets you in the itch to get things done.
So
you do things, but...
Should that be a concern now for people out there? You look at the trees, and boy, they're all budding out in that, and they're talking a low of 27 tonight.
Well, I don't think it's going to hurt a lot of the trees and stuff like that, because you know what? They've kind of been out there, so they've been acclimated. It'd be different if it had been 60 degrees, and all of a sudden it would go down to 27. But trees, bushes and that have a secondary bud. So if something happened that it got really cold, and it froze that leaf off or froze that bud off, it has a second bud, so it would re-leaf.
Yeah, but you should be careful if you've been putting plants outside and they are kind of tender or whatever. Bring them inside if they're in a pot, or you might have to possibly cover them, like the tulips and stuff like that. Now, they can take 27 degrees, right?
You bet. They're tough out there. And, you know, the other, you know, trees and shrubs, I think are kind of at a standstill. They haven't really... developed a lot. They kind of know what's going on, so hopefully it'll get nicer out and we'll have spring here.
We finally had a meal of asparagus I was kind of checking it now. It just kind of goes dormant when it gets cold like
just
this.
Just stops.
Yeah, it does. It just stops, and we need some more heat, and I've checked some of the wild asparagus patches, and there's nothing coming about there. And our first question for today, we should remind our listeners, if they do have a question, they can email those to us at klqpfm@farmerstel.net or give us a call at 598-7301. Dawson, you can call 769-2886. That'll ring over here without long-distance charges.
And please do that, because, you know, if you have a question and, you know, it's related to this time of the year or whatever, probably a lot of other people have that question too, so don't be afraid to ask it. There's no such thing as a dumb question, right, Terry?
Right. Anyway, this person was wondering about asparagus. She said, you know, there's both male and female plants, and are you supposed to get rid of, you said that the female ones are the ones that actually go to seed.
They go to seed, you know, they'll shoot up a big stock, you know, a little later in the year and go to seed. When you buy asparagus plants, you buy male plants, because those are the ones that shoot up the spear that you want to eat. So there's a new asparagus out. It's called Supreme Jersey Giant this year. And so if you want some asparagus, we have lots of asparagus roots. You plant a root. And, you know, this lady that is saying that she has a lot of female plants, I don't know about that. I think she may, if she has an older patch or whatever, she probably should get some fertilizer. And I guess first time of the year.
Well,
our fertilizer now, Terry, Eco Elements.
Okay.
Okay, so try some of that. It has lots of minerals, and asparagus likes that.
Well, these weren't very tall, and they weren't real big round, but she said they were kind of, you know how they get kind of stringy and tough down.
And woody and, yeah.
And that's what she was wondering about, you know, if those were...
Spice them up. Get some fertilizer on there.
Yeah, and then I had another person that was going to be planting asparagus, and somebody that had planted some asparagus, and they were wondering when they can start harvesting, and I said, well, it depends on if you plant one-year, two-year, or three-year roots. And I think if you plant a two-year root, I think... you can do a limited harvest after the first year, and you know that.
I think part of that is that they even want it to go to seed, so you get more plants. Okay,
yeah.
But if you plant older roots that are healthy, you could harvest some, but I would leave some for that second year and don't harvest all of it one year.
Yeah, you want to dig a deep trench about a foot deep, put some compost or manure down there, and not fresh manure, of course. And then you kind of spread the root out there and cover it with just a little bit of dirt so that the crown is sticking up. And as it grows up, the asparagus shoot, you kind of fill in with dirt.
Exactly.
It takes time.
It takes time, but asparagus is absolutely one of the best things out of the garden.
Yeah, another question I had, a person planted onions and they were kind of concerned about the cold temperature. They had said at one time they did that and the onions came up and it got down to 23 degrees and the green tops turned brown, but they still ended up producing an onion crop, but they were kind of concerned about some of the cold temperatures and they planted some onions around the 1st of April.
Well, onions will take some cold temperature too, but you know, you have to realize the air temperature is probably, you know, freezing, but the soil temperature is probably a little warmer, so it's protecting that too. So if it freezes the top off, that still viable onion under there hopefully will regrow again. Like we were talking about, it has another bud in there, so it'll grow.
As long as the ground doesn't freeze hard.
Well, if it freezes hard, then I guess we all start over again.
Yeah, we got a lot of
things. I would definitely not have tomatoes out there, though.
No. Got a lot to cover today, but first of all, we want to remind our listeners about the Spring Shop Hop in Dawson from 4
Terry,
until 8 o'clock.
Before you get into that, we got another question here, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
A lady is concerned about her peony bushes because the cold weather has knocked them over.
Okay.
What will happen? Will they revive?
Wondering about peonies and this cold temperatures.
I've grown peonies for 62 years. I've never seen cold weather knock over a peony.
They're pretty hardy.
They're very, 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 very hardy. So I don't. Has it been knocked over?
She said, yeah, it was drooping over.
I'd let it. I wouldn't. Unless it's really tender out there, but you know what? A peony will survive that. If it's someplace that hasn't gotten some moisture, after it warms up a little bit, I would water it. You could put a little fertilizer on there, but you know what? It'll pop back up.
Even the fern leaf peonies?
Oh, the peonies are hardy.
And then I noticed on Facebook, and I was looking at ours too, we've got bleeding hearts that are starting to bloom now. Are they going to be able to take this cold?
Bleeding hearts like cold weather.
Okay.
Okay?
So we don't have to worry about that.
You usually find the bleeding hearts in the north side. You know these plants, the tulips, bleeding hearts, peonies.
Daffodils,
they actually like it cold. They don't like the warm weather. They go dormant. When it gets warm, they go north.
Yeah.
They go dormant. So you don't have to worry about those. Just don't plant the tender hardy or the tender ones out there. You know, like begonias or a lot of your annuals or tomatoes. That's still plenty early yet. But next week it's warmer. You can start doing, you know, some of these onions and broccoli, Brussels sprouts, the cool crops.
Yeah, I was going to cut down our Mackenzie roses, cut them way back because I wasn't seeing a lot of growth coming up towards the top. But my wife says, be patient.
Exactly. But if you're... That's a good point, though. If you haven't pruned your bushes back and or your perennials, you definitely need to clean your perennials up. Get those old leaves off there because there's new growth coming there. They're telling us that spring's not far away.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, you know, if you have bushes that are droopy and don't look good and are completely out of hand, get the pruning shears out and get it done.
In case you're wondering, the weatherman says we're supposed to see some sunshine this afternoon and then tomorrow... kind of sunny, but still cool, and Saturday a little sunny and cool. Then the rains are supposed to start on Saturday night, and we're going to have rain and probably even some wintry mix Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, and they're saying 70s by the end of next week.
You bet, but so if I had priorities out there, that what I was going to work on is definitely get your perennials cleaned up because it's a lot easier getting them cleaned up when you don't have that new growth in there to contend with and get that dead stuff out of, like your daylilies and, you know, all those types of things. Get those cleaned up, your sedums, get them cleaned up, get them cut back. If you have grasses, perennial grasses, definitely get them cut back so you get that new, nice green growth going.
Throw a little fertilizer on the perennials?
I definitely would, too. I would put high mineral fertilizer on there and they'll get going.
Oh, now Maynard just told me no sun today.
Cloudy today, all day. There is a frost tonight.
Well, then you'll just have to listen to us because we're sunny and bright today, Maynard, right? So we're nice and sunny.
Well, before we
got another question.
Yeah.
We're busy.
Okay, yeah. Well, they missed you, Dwayne.
Good.
The rhubarb is drooping, too. Will that come back?
I've never seen rhubarb droop when it was 30 below.
Yeah.
You know, it'll come back.
Yeah.
You bet. Oh, yes, not a problem. It actually freeze-dried.
Anyway, they were wondering...
No problem.
What's going on with the spring shop hop at Heather in Dawson? You got the...
You bet. We've been... Betty's been working really hard there, and the girls got the place all cleaned up. Looks nice. I don't know how many annuals we're going to set out front, but we got a lot of, the greenhouses is full, so come in and look, and we're going to give away free pansies. So stop down and get some flowers, because pansies like it cold too.
Oh, they do.
Talk about this cold weather. So you can plant some pansies out there, and they look nice. I'm going to have some treats. Betty's made a dessert with some yogurt and fruit in it, so that's always good, and some refreshments. We got a nice display of flowers and ever. So stop in, say hi. The spring shop hop tonight, I think it's from 4 to 8 o'clock in Dawson. And then there's a drawing, too. You bring a card around. Isn't that what it says there?
Yeah, and you got a chance to win $100 in bonus bucks, and there's going to be two $50 winners.
There you go. So
you pick those up at the T&D Barnwood Rustics right on 212 is where you get your passport.
Yep, get your passport. And, you know, it might be a little cold, but bundle up and take in some of the hot drinks, and there'll be a lot of people around, so it'll be fun. So yep. Stop in at Heather Nursery and Floral in Dawson tonight for Shop Hop.
From 4 to 8, that takes place. The other thing we talked a little bit about before we went on the air, people putting down crabgrass preventer. I think it's a little early, but maybe you might have other ideas. I don't know.
We grow grass around here that's called a cool season grass. That's like bluegrass, ryegrass, and fescue grass. Okay, they like it cooler. Those grasses don't grow down in Florida. They don't grow in Hawaii. That's a warm season grass. Okay, hot season grass, and that's what crabgrass is. Okay, it's a hot season grass, and it doesn't germinate until it's warm out. They don't like cold weather. Okay, it does. The seeds don't germinate that plant. It comes up every year from a seed, so it's an annual grass. It's way too cold out there. You see all these advertisements for all these big box stores, you know, advertising crabgrass preventer. Way too early.
Well, if you did happen to put some down, would it still probably work when it gets warmer? Or
if you put the right kind on?
Okay.
Okay, there's different types of crabgrass preventer, okay?
There is. I didn't realize that.
No. Yep. And if you if you always want to get your fertilizer on earlier, then we have fertilizer with crabgrass preventer on now that lasts a long time, and it also works in cool seasons, okay? The one that lasts the longest is called Dimension. Okay, and Dimension you want to put on when it gets warmer, okay?
And it's all granular.
It's all granular. Some people want to spray it, but you get a better coverage, and it lasts longer when it's granular. And they have to mix it with something, so you might as well buy the fertilizer. It's mixed right on, inoculated onto the fertilizer. And so you can fertilize your lawn, plus put the crabgrass preventer. But it prevents more than crabgrass. Prevents other seeds from coming up too, okay? So if you had a dandelion seed out there, it'll prevent that from coming up too. So don't be afraid to get your crabgrass preventer on when it gets a little warmer.
And if you do put some lawn or grass seed down, don't put the preventer on.
Not the normal preventer, okay? Because it'll prevent the seeds from germinating, okay?
Okay.
So you can buy some special type of seed preventer that will let bluegrass seed come through, but it's very expensive. So what you want to do is put your crabgrass preventer on in the spring, or else put your grass seed on real early, and then when it gets warmer a month later, you can put your crabgrass preventer on.
Okay, well, we're out of time already. Time goes by fast. Had a lot of things to cover today. We probably didn't cover everything we wanted to, but we'll be back again next Thursday.
I'd like to just say deepest sympathy to the Gordy Block family. Gordy Block was in our horticulture club for many, many, many years, and he passed away, so we're thinking about their family.
Okay, yeah, Eleanor and the family, and they helped out with the veggie race for many years at the Lac Parle County Fair, too. So, but our sympathies go out to them, and we got to go.